Phil Lacefield likes to be the center of attention. That's fairly easy for a big guy with an equally big personality. Then there's his outfit, a tie-dyed shirt with what looks to be a skirt, until he corrects you.
It's only a skirt if you're wearing underwear.
Draped around his waist is what's called a utilikilt, kind of like a traditional Scottish kilt with cargo pockets. His caramel-colored model has clamps, rivets, belt loops, everything he says a man needs. That's why he owns several.
The five different ones I have are five different colors. I've got a dark brown, a tan, a digital camo.
Of course, that's not enough. So he volunteers at the utilikilt factory in Seattle in exchange for store credit. Sitting at a machine that puts snaps on fabric, Phil explains why he's so crazy about them.
You know, before I became a full-time wearer, I'd say, look at that guy. He's wearing a kilt. What a dork. But I put it on, and it was like a light went on.
He says his wife, kids, even his employer have accepted the utilikilt. He can't say the same for his out-of-town relatives.
I'm from Ohio. My folks are still back near Cincinnati, and they're not sure what to make of it. You know, every now and then I'll get a bit from my mom in conversation. Are you still wearing those skirts?
The idea to liberate men from their pants came to Steven Villegas 13 years ago. The founder of the utilikilts company in Seattle says he's always rebelled against the norm.
It took a lot of energy to put men in skirts. Holy crap. Think about it. If I was borrowing money, he's not like trying to put guys in skirts, for Christ's sake. Well, actually, I was. And so, no, I didn't go and ask anybody for money. I just started making it.
Lots of it. At $150 to more than $700 a pop, utilikilts are now a multi-million dollar business. They've been featured in everything from national media to a local insurance ad.
Northwest Profile number 41. The utility kilter.
The common man puts his pants on one leg at a time. Then there's the utility kilter.
Villegas says he and his customers can handle a little gentle ribbing. Their commitment to the kilt is strong. But for everyone who's passionate about them, there's someone just as passionately opposed to them.
It's kind of just gross.
There's not a single person that looks better in a utilikilt.
At a bar on Capitol Hill, people say they have a visceral reaction to the garments for reasons they can't fully explain. Customer Cameron Bowden hates them so much, he got excited when he mistakenly thought the factory was burning down.
You know, there was this moment where I kind of thought the universe is like kind of evening itself out. It's taking out that utilikilt factory.
It's impossible to gauge just how many others wish the universe was free of utilikilts. One indicator could be a comic on the popular satire blog The Oatmeal, created by Matthew Inman.
Every time I see a man in utilikilt, I don't picture green rolling hills in Scotland. I picture his nether regions.
His comic depicting that thought is one of the top hits when you search utilikilts on Google. He says he's not the only one who thinks they're a fashion mistake, kind of like fanny packs. All the scoffs and jeers don't seem to faze those who've embraced utilikilts. Phil Lacefield says they fit him better than jeans, from his body to his personality.
And if I'm comfortable and I'm happy, then who are you to tell me that I'm wrong?
Regardless of which side of the line you come down on, most people agree on one thing. The culture of the Northwest is to tolerate things, even if they're not your style. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.